Tell me about the business. There's just an amazing array of spices and herbs inside. What's it all about?
Basically, we hand blend seasonings in Roadtown on Main Street. So we make almost all of our products in-house. And then we also have condiments from around the Caribbean. And we got a little bit bored doing that. So we've also done arts and crafts locally and then all around the Caribbean. Basically, our theme is 100% Caribbean, therefore sunny Caribbean.
So where do you get all of your spices from?
We try and get them all from the Caribbean, a lot of from Grenada, Jamaica, St. Lucia. Can't give out all the secrets. But then we also have exotic spices, saffron, which you can't get in the Caribbean. So we bring that from around the world. And what else? A lot from Jamaica. We have a lot of jerk spices, or jerk seasoning and spices.
So what sort of people use you? I guess you've got loads of people who come on holiday who are keen chefs and cooks who will take things back. Do locals come in here as well?
Yes, definitely. We have a large, strong local market.
So what, out of all the huge array of items you've got, all the spices, what is the definitive taste of tortola? Is there something that's really, might not come from here, but something that's always used in local island cooking here?
I basically would say sea salt. We have Salt Island, which you've probably heard about, and we used to harvest salt there. We do a little bit now, but not as much. And so we have a really popular product called seasoned sea salt, where we've basically seasoned it with different seasonings. I can't really tell you what they are because it's a secret, and that's one of our best sellers. And we also have hibiscus tea, which is also called sorrel, and that's made from hibiscus flowers, and that's amazing, super popular. And we have a Christmas drink called the guava berry, so I suggest you try that as well.
So is that a type of fruit then, the guava berry?
Yes, it's super popular. It's I guess it's just the BVI. No, it must be around all of the Caribbean, but I haven't been everywhere in the Caribbean. But I know here it's super popular. It's similar to the guava, but a lot smaller. Looks like a blueberry and tart in taste.
We're sitting out in the garden behind the business here, and everybody's waving at you. You know everybody, don't you?
Yep, small island.
So this is home. Have you ever left Tortola?
Yes, I studied in Florida and lived in Costa Rica, but moved back here. I can't really get away from the sunshine. I did try and live in the States once, actually, but the winter kind of killed me.
Or
northern states, sorry.
If you go away, is it a case of absence makes the heart grow fonder then?
Yes, definitely. I'm always looking for a wider beach with better shells, but it's really hard to beat here.
Give me your insider's tip then. If you had mates coming over from the States, where would you take them?
Anegada or the baths, for sure.
Tell us about the baths.
It's one of our national parks, and it's got, or for me, there's just a wonderful cave, many caves, and massive boulders. I'm really keen into rock climbing. This is kind of like treacherous, though. There's no ropes, there's no lifeguards, pardon me. So it's kind of just like an adventurer's dream.
Mm. It's on Virgin Gorda, is it? Or is
yes.
it on? It's on Virgin Gorda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what makes being a BVI resident special? What are you most proud of when you think of home and you get that kind of feeling there about, I love my country? What is it?
This is going to sound a bit off, but it's probably that we don't have franchises. Like there's no Starbucks, there's no Walmart. What else? No McDonald's. Like there's nothing like that. So everything's basically kind of family, like family oriented or really small companies. Like for example, Island Roots, I know the owners, that's our best coffee shop on the island. Brandywine, our best restaurant, is owned by two people that I know really well. So everything's just tight knit, everyone's quite friendly. I mean, some people have their off days, but everyone knows everyone. And I mean, of course the beaches, but that's a standard response, I'd say.